Good afternoon. This is Sue Slack for the Burwell Oral History Project, speaking to Jim Neal on the 17th of September at 2:15. Good afternoon, Jim. If you'd like to introduce yourself.
My name is Jim Neal. I've lived in Burwell all my life. I was born in 1949. My dad lived in Burwell all his life. He was born in 1916. He left school in 1930 at the age of 14 and went to the work at the mill for Warren Stevens.
And what was his name?
Ron Neal.
Ron Neal, yes.
He was paid 10 shillings a week when he first went to work there. And he continued to work up there until 1936 when he had to leave because of the dust. It was affecting his health and he then went on to be a bus driver.
Okay, yes. Can you tell me how old you were when you first visited the mill?
I suppose I would have been about 9 or 10. I used to go on a Saturday morning with my dad to deliver the meal. Not only did they still grind corn for other people and deliver it back to them, they also bought in poultry, pig and poultry food, which was already mixed and bagged up, and he would go out to various places around the local villages delivering this meal. People who had a few chickens wanted a bag or two a meal, and we delivered them on a Saturday morning.
Right, okay. Have you any other memories of the mill at all, apart from helping your father?
Well, I've got memories that I've been told about. When he worked at the mill, it was very dusty and he had to leave. Warren Stevens, who was the miller, he ran it more or less on his own, although he did have someone called Arthur Hills who worked for him. But he wasn't just a miller, he was a farmer as well. He had 40 acres of land round Reach Road, where Bob Coley has now got his farm. He had 10 acres on Nest Road, which he sold to my dad later on. He also had two or three fields up Newnham Drove in Burwell Fen, which was rotten land, and it grew more weeds than corn, really. And I can remember going up there and watching that being harvested.
Right. Okay. So did you have any other association with the mill apart from through your father?
My Aunt Dorothy was housekeeper to Mrs. Stevens and she lived in. She was also a sort of carer for their daughter. They had a daughter called May Stevens. And my aunt used to look after her, and my aunt lived at the mill, and we would go and visit her up there. My grandmother was also friendly with Teresa Stevens, who was Warren's wife, and she would go up there one afternoon a week.
Can you give me your aunt's name and your mother's name, did you say?
Not my mum, no. My mum wasn't really involved in it.
Right. Your aunt's name?
My aunt's name was Dorothy.
Dorothy, right.
Called her Aunt Dot.
Right, Aunt Dot, yes. Okay, so you've got some photographs here, Jim. Can you describe to us what's in here and what's going on? It's obviously way before your time, but very interesting. The mill was converted to steam in the 1880s, we think, and this photograph is taken after then, and Jim will describe what's in the picture.
Well, it wasn't really converted to steam. They had a steam engine there for when there was not enough wind to turn the sails.
Right.
So obviously the sails were still used up until the 50s if there was wind, but you couldn't always wait for the wind, so you had to find other ways of grinding. And at first they had a steam engine which ran a belt up to a shaft which came through the wall of the mill. The shaft is still there, but it's been cut off. The pulley wheel's no longer there. And after that, they had a tractor with a pulley on. I can remember seeing the tractor with the belt on and grind, and that would have been in the 1950s.
Right. And the bricks here?
Yeah, on this photo, there's a big pile of Burwell white bricks. You can see they're white, even on a black and white photo, and they would obviously have come from Fison's, or it might even have been I can't remember who Fison's was before Fison's, the brickyard anyway. Burwell had its own brickyard and they made bricks,
yes,
which were white, and there's a stack of them outside the mill which they eventually used to build a a shed for the steam engine to go into. And by the time I remember going up there, there were several other sheds had been built around there, one to keep the old mill lorry in. The one that I remember was an old Ford registration, AVE 477, and that's the one I remember riding around with my dad in to deliver the meal. Also, that would be up on the field at harvest time, carting the corn back to the mill. There is another photo that we've got here as well, of the, with only two sails shown on the mill. That's when a new stock was fitted, which the sails are attached. There's two stocks in a sort of cross form. And a new stock was built by the millwright, who was called Tom Hunt. He came from Soame. He'd got a yard down near Soame Railway Station, close to Clark and Butcher's Mill. And I was told that that stock was about 80 foot long. So you can imagine now that the biggest lorries now are 40 foot. So this was as long as two of the biggest lorries of the current period. That was brought from Soame to Burwell on a horse and drag, which presumably had wheels at both ends and was pulled by the horses. The horses were owned by George Cranfield, who was a farmer at Bourke Farm, and his son Harry told me that when they came over the railway bridge between Fordham and Burwell, the middle grounded on the hump of the bridge, so the wheels at either end were up in the air, and they had to find a way of getting that over the bridge. I should think they also had a problem getting round a few corners with something of that length, but in the end that was all pulled up by block and tackles, as can be seen on this photo here. There's about eight men here pulling on a rope with block and tackles. And when you see what was done to the mill recently with these huge great cranes, they just hook a crane on and lift it up. There were no such cranes in those days, and everything was done by block and tackle. I can remember there being allotments there, and that's near where Saxon Drive is built.
Mm-hmm.
Or Saxon Close, I'm not sure. Is it Saxon Close or Saxon Drive?
Mm,
I can't be sure. Anyway, that's covered by houses now. A lot more places in Burwell that were once allotments and fields.
Yes. Yeah. Can you describe to me, when you went inside the mill, the sights and the smells and the sounds of
the
interior?
Well, it was always very dusty and musty. It smelled sort of... There was always a smell of fish meal, because when they mixed meal up, they always put fish meal in to give protein for animal feeds. But, of course, it was mainly the grinding done in the mill, and there was a chain hoist which ran the full height of the mill and pulled the sacks up through the trapdoors, and it was always a bit of a novelty to me to see the chain hooked around the neck of the sack, and the chain would pull it, and this would disappear up through the trapdoors until it went right up to the top floor where the corn was tipped into the hoppers, and then it would run down through the mill and the stones and come in another hopper down as meal in the back on the ground floor again. But of course the ladder was very steep, and as a small boy it was quite daunting to go up. I didn't have much of a head for height, so I don't think I ever went to the top of the mill. My dad didn't have a head for heights neither, but he did have to go to the top of the mill at times. Right, yeah, there was a gale in March 1949, and Warren Stevens asked his brother-in-law to come down and get my dad, who lived in North Street, because there was a risk that the whole top cap at the top of the mill would lift off, presumably the sails as well, and could have been blown away, because the brake was on, and my dad had to go up to the mill and climb up to the top and release the brake so that the sails could turn. Otherwise, the whole top might have been blown away in this gale. I think that was quite a hair-raising experience, and he wasn't too keen on heights neither.
Were there any other characters you can remember that were connected with the mill? Any names you can remember?
Warren Stevens did employ someone called Arthur Hills, who lived around Newnham. I don't think he had a lot to do with the mill. He worked on the land and farmed Warren's land.
Mm-hmm.
But Warren did have a couple of lorries at one time, and they used to take hay up to London. They cut a lot of hay around here. and my dad used to go as a young lad with him on these hay lorries, and then they'd bring stuff back and go into the big mills in London and bring protein stuff back and various other things. I think they're talking about Model T Fords with solid tyres, and my dad said one day they were coming down Leytonstone High Road and a wheel came off this old lorry and overtook the lorry, I think, and finished up in a shop window. But all these tales that my dad told me, they're a little bit vague now, so I might not be 100% accurate on the detail.
That's okay. Right. What did you enjoy most about the mill? Was it because you were a schoolboy and schoolboys like technical things, the mechanics of the mill?
Well, it was all a bit of an adventure, really.
Yes.
A matter of finding out things. And so I never climbed to the top many times. I wasn't keen on that, but...
Oh, so you did climb to the top?
No, not no. Right to the top. I had the opportunity, but I never had a head for heights.
No.
But because Warren Stevens had a combine, my dad had some land as well, and they used to farm it. My dad would provide the tractor and Warren would provide the combine, which was only a little Alice Chalmers, about 4 foot wide cut, and they would take it in turns to do each other's fields. And there's photos in the village archive of this old combine and all the old tractors and trailers and things like that.
Okay. Were there any ladies connected with the mill? Was it an all-male
I don't think there's
operation.
Any women would want to work in the windmill.
No. Did there any ladies, were there any households that were supplied with flour, etc.? Was it just for animal feed, etc.?
It was animal feed mainly. I don't know if at any point they ever provided flour to the bakers. That would have been built before my time. But
Was there a bakers in the village?
There was three bakers in Burwell at one point. There was Fred Bignall, who had a place on the Causeway and then later moved to North Street. And Lanes have been in Burwell for a good many years. They're the only baker that survives. I think there was someone called Hobbs and Timms as well, who was a baker in Burwell. But it was mainly animal feed that they came for, in my memory anyway. Yeah, as I said earlier, my dad started in 1930 working at the mill when he left school. He continued for 6 years there until he was 20, and the dust affected him so much that he had to leave. He'd already got a bit of a small holding down Low Road where he rented some allotments. He'd got a pigsty down there and he had pigs and chickens, and he also drove the buses, which he started doing as soon as he was old enough, at the age of 21. So apart from being a small holder and working part-time at the mill and driving Burwell and District buses, he bought land of his own and gradually built the land up and worked in conjunction with Warren Stevens to do his land as well. Warren's wife was called Teresa. She came from another well-known Burwell family, the Smith family. Percy Smith was one of her brothers. They had a daughter called May. May Stevens married Arnold Jones and moved to Wolverton, which was his home, Wolverton in Buckinghamshire. They had a son called Robert, who's a year or two younger than me, and he used to come over to Burwell in the summer holidays and help with the harvest. So he's probably got some memories of the harvest and time at the mill as a youngster as well. He's also provided a lot of family photographs showing the mill and the old equipment with, even before the combines, the cutting the corn with the binder and carting and all things like that. Most of these photos are available in the village archive. And I think the mill stopped working in the late 50s, but Warren Stevens still carried on with his land. His brother Alfred had a farm down in North Street, and they kept a lot of their equipment and material. Like when the corn was carted from the fields, it would go to the farm at North Street before it was taken up to the mill to be ground. when Warren finally finished with the mill, he had a bungalow built in his brother's garden at North Street. I can remember the old clunch wall being knocked down and seeing Palmer's digger digging the footings out on my way home from school, which would be about 1962-63. Warren and his wife Teresa had this new bungalow built in North Street, and that was called Farmstead, and that is still there, a red brick bungalow. The mill was sold when the land was sold to a developer, and I think the windmill was sold by the developer to the trust, and someone else can give you the information on that. But Warren continued to live in the bungalow at Burwell until he was quite elderly. Then they moved to Wolverton to be near their daughter, and Warren eventually died in 1976, age 91, so the dust never killed him. His wife Teresa died in 1980, age 93. Their daughter May died in 2006, aged 85, so they were quite a long-lived family. My dad passed away in November 1998, aged 82, so the dust didn't do any long-term harm to him. And I think that's about it.